This happened to him at the gym today.
Should I go up to him and just poke him? He looks like depressed. Should I do it?
I dare you.
What should I do?
Should I
touch his face?
Maybe take off one of his earbuds.
You know, he has headphones.
Oh gosh, 12-year-olds mentally. Look, this is annoying. If I came back after going wherever he went and it was some chick sitting in my seat trying to play around and do the whole second grade thing, oh, I took your hat, oh, I took your headphone ear off, I would be annoyed as fuck. Even if she was a baddie baddie, even if she was drop dead gorgeous, I would still be annoyed as fuck. And this is why they get pumped and dumped by Chad. Once he sees what their personality is, he like, oh, I ain't sticking around for this.
If she shuts the fuck up, she can get pumped and dumped. But to actually have to talk to her and deal with her personality. And once you start hearing what they talking about, most men, it starts to click. Wow, I don't want to be around her. Boop. And then the man's, oh, here, hold this. I'll be right back. And the man just disappeared.
He goes, can I help you?
I had a lot of people tag me on this video, and to be honest, when I first watched it, I thought, this has to be staged. They have to be friends. This must be a joke, because there's no way that you do that to a stranger at the gym. But then I thought, wouldn't she tag him or at least say something in the caption? And I'm all for making jokes. I'm all for busting chops with your friends. But if this isn't a joke, then I want to thank you, because this is the exact blueprint of how not to treat people at the gym. First off, your camera, you're filming directly at him. He doesn't want to be in your video. You don't have his consent. Just because you want to film and take a video doesn't mean others want to be in it too.
Women don't consider these type of things in life because they don't have to. They've been conditioned to not consider these things. The world and the people in it are playthings to them. Women these days weren't conditioned to take life serious. Everything is a joke. Everything is to be played with. Oh, I ruined somebody's life. Teehee. Oh, I violated somebody's privacy. They didn't want to be in my video. Oh, well. Teehee.
I feel like women require maintenance. Not financial, but mental maintenance.
Mm-hmm, we do.
You know what I mean? On some level. So if that's, that maintenance is being done properly, you can put them in a room with billionaires and it won't matter.
Right.
She'll be in there until she go, hold on, he might be hungry. I got to go. I got to go fix something to eat for That $1 billion is connected to those people's lifestyle, but right. She will be loyal and consistent with that actual person if that maintenance has been, you know, because it becomes a part of who she is in her life at that point. She's emotionally connected to it.
But most men don't want to do that mental maintenance, and I don't blame them, because doing mental maintenance is really managing her mental illness. That's what it really is. And a lot of guys just don't got time for it. They work, you know, they take care of family members. They got all this different stuff going on. I don't have time to manage your mental state and emotions. You're supposed to be an adult. You're supposed to be able to manage them yourself to an extent. I get if you're going through a rough time, but it does take daily mental manage. And that's why guys are walking away, because it's not worth it. The juice isn't worth the squeeze. And then if we bring offspring in the world, I got to try to manage this child and manage your mental state and emotional state too. On top of trying to manage a toddler, for example. On top of trying to manage a, you know, terrible two running around. No, thank you.
A man proposed with a ring pop at a Toronto Blue Jays game, and he ended up getting slapped. Woman obviously didn't find this funny, as she slapped him, threw a drink at him, and cussed him out. But did he really deserve it?
Me looking for females, my mama told me I had to fight off when I'm older because I'm so handsome. Yeah, it don't work like that. Yeah, when you get out in the real world and see how that market really work, yeah, that could crack your head wide open. Especially if you're going with the advice of, oh yeah, be a gentleman, you so handsome. If you just be a gentleman, you're going to have to fight him off with a stick. We all know that's not true, especially in the black community. You damn near got to catch bodies to, you know, have the women all over you. You got to be a street pharmacist. You got to be a kingpin to have all the black chicks. In the hood, at least. Well, not even in the hood. There's Harvard graduate black women who still be dating Pookie. This says, over-exaggerating my husband's size in front of my friends. Before we even press play, you shouldn't even be discussing that with your friends. there needs to be a clear line between a marriage and everybody else you know. But then again, with an older woman dressing like this on TikTok, I can't expect you to have any morals or even understand what morals are. So I guess I'm getting ahead of myself.
What did it look like?
What do you mean?
Just say when. Just say, seriously? Are you serious? Okay, you know, this is impossible. I'm starting over.
He shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you spot the heat around the corner.
Am I the most attractive girl in the world? No. But do I have a great personality? Also no. But do I wake up every morning and try and be the best person I can be? No.
It doesn't matter if she's the head of astrophysics or if she's the head of giving head on 4th and Broadway. It doesn't matter, dude. It's the same shit.
I want to build a life. I want a future. Sick of it. Tired of it.
We're saying no to coffin dates. We're saying no to buffer dates. We're saying no to walks in a park.
How much money does a guy need to date you?
About like 100K.
100,000. At least 100K a month.
200,000 a month.
We well over 400K.
500 grand at the least on the figures.
Like a million, 2 million.
But minimum.
At least 6 foot.
Definitely under 6 foot.
What height is too short for a guy?
Anything under 6 foot.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.